Okay, welcome.
Yeah.
To
you know how it is. I don't have time to waste in my day.
Yeah, so we were just commenting on the fact that Pat actually has thumb tape on, so he's going to give his answers. Fuck you, Sevan. He's going to give his answers in between his
EMOS
sets of deadlift. So he's
1 minute break.
So he's got 60 seconds rest between each set. He's going to give his answers, then he's going to go back and finish his set. You actually use Beyond the Whiteboard, Pat, don't you? Don't you do something with them?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, let's pretend you do for the purpose of this. Wow. Great start. Okay. Your son does. Dallin does. Okay. So Beyond the Whiteboard.
That's right.
.com/all-in-one. They're trying to change the face of basically back end for programming for affiliates and for individuals, so you can get everything all in one, and they have this easy way to shift or to migrate people over to it. So if you go to beyondthewhiteboard.com/all-in-one, you can migrate all your customers and gym members or online members or whatever over there, and it's really easy. All payment methods and everything swap over. That's my
job. They do it like white glove, so if I just sign up, they'll handle all the payment. I don't have to sit at the front desk and take all my people off of payment and then put them back on.
Yeah, it just migrates everything for you.
Damn.
I'm glad you continued after you said white glove, because if you'd stopped there, I would have just nodded blankly and just said yep. Maybe.
Hey, that's white glove,
lead glove.
Gym people that own gym should really know that, because that's the hardest part about making the switch. You have to sit at the front desk, pull everybody off your credit card, and then sit there and be like, hi, you sure you still want to sign up? Great, let's reload you up.
So there you go. beyondthewhiteboard.com/all-in-one. Yeah, well, you were supposed to just pretend that you were use it. That was the aim of that.
I did get my email.
All right. So we've got three topics. You've got 60 seconds per topic. We'll start down the line. So if we go, Sousa is nearest to me on the screen. So we'll go Sousa first, then Bill, then Vellner. Then we'll come back up. Sousa gets 20 seconds rebuttal. And then Bill and then Vellner. We'll divvy out some points and we'll move on to topic two. Topic two, Bill will go first, then Vellner, then Sousa, and so on. And then on the last topic, Vellner will go first. So everyone has a chance going first and last. Points will be divvied out. People love to just say like it's rigged and it's shit. And it's like, nobody's actually said it's shit. But I feel like that's what people are saying. Even when they say like, wow, those scores, I just hear, that's shit. That's all I hear in my head. So what I give points out for, I give points out for, you know, hotness of take is always something I look for, as was proven last week. Like I asked a question, which three events should make up the triple crown? And Hiller said there shouldn't be a triple crown, and then went on to give a better alternative. I mean, he could have just answered the question, but his answer was actually better. No offense, Chase.
Answer the question, but he got the most points.
Well, he did answer the question, but he didn't answer it within the confines of the way the other people heard the question. Mm-hmm. So I said, what three events should make up the triple crown? And the other two went for like competitions, and he said it should be three tests. It should be like, you know, your Fran time or, you know, whatever. he also made a very good argument of why it shouldn't exist or couldn't exist. So hotness of take will be rewarded, provided it's a good one. You'll also be rewarded for specifics, examples, no fence sitting, you know, firmly planting yourself on one side or the other, and then like how you propose your argument beyond that. So fuck, there's never been this many people watching this show before.
Don't panic, dude. Relax.
I can't panic. Bring up someone's comment. I realize I don't have control over shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should probably give you control. All right. So topic number one. Cap is the affiliate offering from CrossFitHQ.com is, you know, it's where it all started. My question is, should CAP programming and .com programming mirror each other or be the same as each other? And then why? Why not? So Sousa, you're going to go first. So you've got 60 seconds on the clock. Off you go.
No, because if it's going to, unless it's an advertisement purpose, because CAP's supposed to be this ad value for affiliates or one of the value propositions. And so if you just give it away for free the whole time, it kind of takes away from that. Number two, CrossFit.com was always an individual program. It was a 3-on-1-off model. And that's tough to do as an affiliate because you have to stay open for all the days. So you can't really program for an individual and an affiliate congruently because you got that rest period in there. So that creates a fundamental flaw. So no is the answer. But also, too, if you don't do your own programming on affiliate, then you're no different than outsourcing your emails with to surveys to other affiliate owners.
Wow. You only needed 40 seconds.
That's what my wife says, too.
You're not allowed to use your own deck on this.
What's that?
all right, Bill, 60 seconds. Off you go.
I agree a lot with what Matt says. I think the .com classically is for the individual. It's not, it's for the people that are in their own garage. They can do their own stuff. That's why there's swimming and biking and other things that are thrown in there. You're not tossed into a 1 hour class time that you're kind of rigidly shoved into. So I think that's what the .com is supposed to be. And it allows for a very broad based general physical preparedness, for anyone, not anyone. Whereas the CAP, I see it more designed for the business owner itself. It's supposed to allow to pull you away from programming, save you some time so you can do social media or do these other things. It does give coaching cues and things like that. So you can give your not as experienced coaches some things to talk about when they're presenting, but it really isn't about the individual. It's about the head coach and about the business. So .com needs to be about for that individual, because that's how we found CrossFit. And the CAP, if they want to sell that, that's to help the affiliate and to help on the business side over there.
Nicely timed, Bill. That was impressive timing. All right, Valner, should CAP and .com be the same as each other? 60 seconds.
I think that the .com should be used somewhat as a marketing tool for the CAP. I think that if you take marquee workouts or really fun workouts that you're including in the CAP, and then you make that the .com workouts here and there, and you label it as such, like, hey, this is a workout from the CAP, blah, 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 week, similar to how they had the guest programmers and they labeled it as such, hey, these are workouts from so-and-so. If you like that program, check them out. Like, I agree, Susan's bang on, like, it's a value add for affiliates. You can't give it away for free, or what's the point? And I think part of what Bill touched on is valuable as well, that just those CAP workouts, those should be classes. It should maybe have a couple different pieces, maybe an accessory and a main workout and some cues for that day. Whereas the workouts on .com should stand alone. Bang, here you go. This is just a sampler teaser for you of what CrossFit is and can be.
Cool. Okay. I like it. All right. 20 seconds coming back up the way. So Susie, you got a 20, actually, if you just bear with me, I just need to click this button 40 times to take it down from 60 down to 20. And then now you've got 20 seconds.
Bring back the old CrossFit.com.
Elaborate. You've still got 18 seconds. Keep going.
That was it. There's nothing to elaborate about. This new website, I got so disappointed. We had it live on the show. We were looking at it. Hitler switched it for F45, and I didn't notice for like 5 seconds. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Soak that in, guys.
All right. Bill, you got 20 seconds. Rebuttal.
I like the .com where you could find the movements. You could look at the workout, find the movements, and kind of go to work on your own. I don't like the idea of it being a marketing tool for CAP. I can see CAP being a plus to the affiliates as something to give to them. But again, I personally believe that if you are a coach and you can't, you don't know how to program on your own, you don't deserve to call yourself a coach anyway.
Valner, 20 seconds.
I mean, not every coach in the gym is programming the classes. So I think that's kind of a dumb response. I think you can be an absolutely A-plus coach and not program anything. Take programs, things that have existed for long periods of time, and model them to what you do.
Nice. My wife asked me earlier on, she was like, how come you're having Valner on? And I'm just going to play her that one clip. That's it. I think what she meant to say is, how did you manage to get Valner on? As opposed to why are you having him on? But anyway. All right. So I'm going to divvy out some points. Let's see. How do I do this now? I need to change.
Like, we all kind of agreed on the initial thing anyway. So.
I think we did. Yeah. We all like just slightly changed our same answers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you calculating points right now?
I'm just typing them in, but I'm like really slow at typing. All right, so Valner's on 4, Bill's on 3, Susie's on 3. So like you say, you all kind of like more or less mirrored each other across. I like Valner's idea of using the .com to be like, hey, if you like this and you want more of it, go to an affiliate, and then you'll be able to have your, you know, they'll give you the specific warm-ups, they'll give you the accessories, they'll give you help and stuff. Geez, Bill's turned into Lego on my end. Is he the same for everyone else? And I also like the fact that he said Bill's take was dumb, because I just thought it was entertaining as well.
I think we like through lines, right? Like, remember a few years ago when we had the semifinals, but there was like a couple workouts that were the same, and then, you know, we did the sanctional thing, and then we slowly morphed back to, like, everybody likes through lines where they can see comparisons. So if you can have a through line from the .com to the cap, I think it's not a bad thing. Not doesn't have to be all the time, but every now and then.
Yeah, like similar to the Open and the games and stuff, you would see little hints of what was to come or like things like that. There's some continuity there. So I agree with that too.
Just seeing if there's anyone.
Bill's audio at least?
What? No, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have Bill's audio, but your face is kind of like.
What the fuck?
I mean, you're frozen.
I'm on my good.
You look good.
Like Lego.
Don't sweat it.
Yeah.
But, Chase says Bill's internet is as old as he is.
By Lego, he means very chiseled jawline, I think.
Yeah.
Block like head.
You know, what are you going to do?
There's nothing, nothing major in the. Oh, there's someone paid. Tell Pat that you called John a dick for not placing Pat on the podium next year. Yeah, I actually declared you 2023's most impressive male, and John Young said I was an idiot and I was wrong. And then he said that you won't podium in 2024. And I said that you will. And then I said, I bet you $50. And then that was kind of annoying because he reminded me then that I actually already owed him $50. So that one kind of backfired. But
you tell John that people have been saying that since 2020, 2021, that I won't podium again. So
funny. Yeah.
Hasn't aged very well so far. I mean, at some point they're going to be right. Is the reality of it. You just keep saying that, John, one day you're going to be right, buddy. John's funny. I feel like he gets angry and yells really loudly about opinions if they're not his, but if he would have just as like, he picked me to pick to win Rogue, didn't he? He's the only one. Mm. So then, like, you know, then he's super thrilled about that. He flip-flops too fast and then yells really loud afterwards.
He has so much fun with yelling though. That's what makes it so funny.
When I said that I thought you'd podium, he said, like, next year, he was like, you're wrong. And I was like, I can't be wrong until next August. He's like, no, you're wrong. And I was like, okay, so prove that I'm wrong. He's like, I'll prove it next August. And I was like, well, then I'll be wrong in August. I'm not wrong now. I can't be wrong now.
So come back with a cool mountain graphic, pat himself on the back. It'd be nice.
I'm waiting for him to design like a tram coming off of one of those mountains on somebody. He's got to pick someone who's going to tram down from the top with a little ski. Like, yeah.
Several different means of getting down, some faster than others.
All right, question two. So, Bill, you're going to go first on this one. So my second question is community, which has been highly publicized by CrossFit for the last maybe 3 to 6 months, is community the biggest draw for CrossFit in attracting new members? So, Bill, you got 60 seconds on this. Off you go.
I do think the community is the biggest draw. And the reason is because I think that people really want to be part of something special. And even though I'm old school with CrossFit, I have a very special, there's a part of me that has holds that high regard in my heart, like to be a part of something special and unique and by itself. And that's what the CrossFit community is. We have a cult, we talk the same, we dress the same, we eat the same for the most part, fanatic about our workouts and what we do. And it doesn't matter whether you're an elite level athlete or you're a stay-home mom or you're an aging grandparent, we all do and talk that way. But the other part of the with our community that we have is that accountability. You have the people in your class that if you don't show up, they're going to tell you. Or you have people like you, Pedro, or Matt, or Hiller, or whoever, that if we fuck something up, they're going to tell us. And the last thing is that we like to do hard stuff. The workouts are hard. We train hard, we push hard. And if anybody ever, like in our community, if anyone ever needed anything done or help that was hard, you have a group of people that would do it. So
that was remarkable. It's actually remarkable. You didn't move your mouth once during that whole.
You believe that? I'm amazed. I just put up this picture. It's really crazy. I hope it was a good picture is all I have to say.
Yeah.
I hope you just like have your shirt off or something. Now and you
well, if I'm doing something inappropriate and all of a sudden it flops back on, it's going to be my ass on the picture or something. That'll be great.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Pat, 60 seconds. Is community the biggest draw for CrossFit in attracting new members? Off you go.
I think that community is the biggest factor with retention in CrossFit, and I think it always has been. But I think that that exists now in a lot of different types of fitness, boutique fitness, all the, whether you like to admit it or not, F45, Orange Theory, cycle classes, all those things have their own communities that are very good for accountability and retention. But I think that the biggest draw to bringing people in actually is competitiveness and the sports side of it. Whatever you that looks like for you, whether it's like elite level competitiveness or just competitiveness with your neighbor, I think that the ability to be competitive and stay competitive to continue to do hard things is actually what's really valuable to people. And I think like any sport, you see people at a high level do it and it makes you kind of excited, gives you a little buzz. You want to try to do things like that. And there's no reason why we're different than any other sport in that way.
Good stuff. All right, Matt, your 60 seconds, off you go.
So most of the people that live in tents in San Francisco and surround themselves with shit have community, but we all know they're there for the fentanyl. And so I think that that's basically the summing it up, right? Like nobody shows up because of just the community. I think they first show up for the fitness. And like Pat said, the retention is where that is like the strong point for the community factor of it. Plus two, whenever gyms advertise their community, that's a really weird thing to advertise because by and large, you don't have any control over that. So if you're like, our community is the best, it's like, best for who? Best for how? Right? Like you can't really decide or like wrap your hands around that. I think it's just a byproduct of what happens when you get around like-minded people, regardless if they're on the streets in San Francisco or inside of a CrossFit gym.
Good stuff. All right, so we come back down the way. Oh, Bill moved.
I moved.
We got him.
Dang. You're still, I mean, it's like you're in fucking witness protection. You're still so blurry, but
kind of disappointed in the, he still looks the same.
All right, Bill. So you've got 20 seconds to build on your own point or someone else's or criticize someone else's. Off you go.
I think Pat's totally wrong. I don't think that the competitiveness is the absolute biggest draw because I watch the Super Bowl or the World Cup soccer and it doesn't make me want to join soccer and doesn't make me want to join football. I think that that's something that we can see that's great, but that's not what's going to pull me in. I want to be part of something great and I think CrossFit has that. That's what's going to suck me in. The fitness side of it.
All right.
Did I get it?
Yeah, it's an extra second, but it's fine. You're losing anyway, so it's okay. All right. All right, Felder, you got 20 seconds to rebuke. Off you go.
That's because Bill already has a competitive sporting outlet. If he didn't, if he was a layperson with no fitness inroads, then seeing something like that and a means to get active and fit and be competitive in a way that doesn't require a huge amount of skill, like learning how to swing a golf club or something like that really well, it's really valuable.
Stuff. All right, Sousa, 20 seconds rebuttal. Off you go.
I'm just going to rebuttal Dan's comment and the questions because he said, literally, I changed my stance on this yesterday. And we had this discussion on the podcast, and I brought up two other points that singled out the draw just being the community. And really, as we discussed it and processed it, it boiled down because they showed up for the fitness first. So,
all right, I think I put
and
it
I'll absolutely own that bias. Like, of course, that's my perspective. 100%. But I think that it's like, I think that, you know, people, we frame sometimes that the sport can be intimidating for people coming into the gym. And I think that's just bullshit. I'm like, you can't, we don't, people don't watch the World Cup and then go, oh, I'm never going to kick a soccer ball because look how good these guys are.
No, I believe me, I love the games and I love the athletic part, the competitive part of it for sure. I just know that when they're going to say that all of a sudden my membership's going to jump up in August because of the games, I've never seen that happen. Maybe the very first year it was on ESPN, maybe there was an increase of people going like, oh, let me go check this out. But now that people know it, I don't think that I gain people because of that. I do agree that we gain people because of fitness and where are they going to find it? And they want to see what people look like and that sort of thing. I get that part. So,
Chase said over 300 people watching and 30 likes. Genuinely not this. I've forgotten how to talk. That's really handy. This amount of people have never watched the show live before. So a small little bit of shit just came out. Okay. Short.
Anyways, Bill, all I'm saying is when you're trying to get the community really excited about fitness, I know what videos tend to get played the most.
Which ones?
It's games highlight videos. We make a lot of those things. It's to get people excited about what's possible to do with their body. And that's what you look at.
Dude, that's trying to get us fired up. Like we're already fired up.
Well, that's the mistake of HQ, because if you look at Killing the Fat Man episodes, I mean, watch time and views comparatively outrank a lot of the stuff that was put out with CrossFit content. And that mostly was just a man being competitive with himself to better a lifestyle. So I don't think we know. Competitive. Yeah. I mentioned
that at the start. That was my main point. Whatever that looks like to you is
whatever that looks like. Yeah,
what everybody can relate to. And I think that people stop being competitive, as particularly as they get older. But it's just that's what people need. And then you can relate to those athletes that you see and things like that. And it's not alienating. Anyway, I think that obviously I think it's important.
This is sort of what the points boil down to in that one. Community is retention, not like new recruits, basically. I mean, that's where Susan Veller pulled themselves away from Bill, was their belief, which I agree with, that it'll keep you there. It might not get you in there, but it'll keep you there. And it's and I like Susan's point of it sort of is a bit out of your control. Like, you can try and cultivate a certain community, but like, it's just whatever people live in the locality or make their way to your gym. Like, they could have 50 assholes.
And I'll say this, the strongest correlation to your community and the culture at your gym is by far going to be whoever owns it, and then how the coaches are interacting, and then how the coaches interact with the members. So like,
they only know their community. Like, they only know their gym community. You're right.
Well, not only that, but if the gym owner is an asshole or gossips or does this sort of thing like that, you're going to see that trickle down to the members, and the ones who aren't of that sort will file out, and the ones who are, you'll collect. But if you hold a higher standard and you have integrity and you make it like a family environment, then that's what will cultivate in that community as well too.
Yeah. I guess where I'm coming from, since like CrossFit Games wasn't around when I started playing with CrossFit stuff. So I didn't have that as a draw. So my draw was this, hey, check out this weird thing online. It's really, really hard because you like to do hard things. That was mine. So I guess that was self-competitiveness, but mm-hmm. I wanted a community that didn't. That's what my community was. That's what made me think about that. So,
did you like competing with the other times online?
Oh, dude, competition is all about that, the competitive aspect of it. But it was a community that we all compete with, right? The community, not the CrossFit Games.
That's
not
part
me
of
watching
community.
The Super
they're
Bowl.
They're just the highest end of that community. You're talking about only the community within confines of your gym.
I'm talking about like the general people that are out there. I'm talking about the confine within my gym. I mean, yes, we throw our names up on the board so that there is that internal competition, but we didn't say CrossFit Games, which I think you're talking CrossFit Games when people are watching that.
I'm just talking competitive CrossFit.
Well, if I could give out points in the intermission between questions, yeah, it would be 7-6-5 at the minute, because he just owned them there and that. All right, last topic. So, Vellner, you're going to go first. So the rule book came out last week, and one of the rules or stipulations in it was that if you wanted to compete in a certain region without needing to require an exemption, you could use a 3-year residency rule to compete in one of the specific semifinals. Basically saying that if Pat decided tomorrow, hey, let's move to Oceania and moved his family over there before the Open, he wouldn't be allowed. He'd need to have specific exemptions and stuff. Whereas if he moved now in 3 years' time, he'd be able to say, okay, I want to compete here now. Whereas between now and then, he'd have to keep moving back. So my question is, should the residency rule for the games be shortened from 3 years down to something else, or should it be scrapped altogether and just have more of a free-for-all in that regard? So, Pat, you're up first. You got 60 seconds. Off you go.
I think it could be scrapped to just current residency, like not, I guess they still have the rule, but just current residency, wherever you're, if you have a permanent address, you get mail there, whatever, that should be sufficient at that time for that season. And I think that specifically because, you know, I was a student, a lot of jobs, careers move you around. And, you know, like when I was a student, I did all my schooling out east. And I would have had to compete, fly all the way back across Canada, all the way to Vancouver, like a 5-hour flight, just to compete at like my regional back then, even though I wasn't close to living there, hadn't for 3 years, like a completely unreasonable, especially when that applies mostly for people who are trying to compete at the high levels at semifinals and things. It's a lot of people in their early 20s, mid 20s, who might be pursuing careers or school or things like that. It makes it extremely difficult. Athletes will always find a way to try to shift it around, but I think it's becoming too difficult for no reason.
stuff. All right, Souza, we're back up to you. 60 seconds. Should it be scrapped or shortened?
It was funny. I originally thought this question was about teams, and my answer was going to be we should just get rid of the whole team competition altogether. It's fucking dumb. Nobody watches it, and it's where individuals go to retire. But since we're just talking about the resi, I completely agree with Pat. It should be scrapped. It should be wherever your permanent address is. Everybody bitches and whines that athletes don't get paid enough or this or that, which I agree with. But then why would you make the barrier to entry for travel and all this back and forth more expensive for them? That makes zero sense. I think in terms of getting the best talent to where it needs to be and allowing that barrier to entry to be as low as it can for the athletes in terms of financial cost is the best route, not only for the athletes, but for the games in general. So scrap it. Wherever your address is, that's where you go.
Susie, you just are way too efficient with your time. You need to throw in some speech patterns. I know Craig is a big fan of them. Put in some ums or likes or in
the middle. I don't want to end up on a Hiller video. I know what he does with your shit, so...
All right, Bill, 60 seconds. You're up.
Yeah, I have to agree with the other two guys. The object for me, especially if we're trying to get to the best athletes to the games, is you need to have people that can get wherever they need to go, which means I would hate to know that someone that is a top-end athlete isn't going to be able to get to their semi or get to the games because of traveling restrictions or because of financial issues or because of school or because of whatever else. I am much more of the get the best athletes to the games and make that barrier of entry whatever it needs to be to get those athletes there, not to hold them back by money or location. So I'm all for scrapping it, and wherever your location is and wherever you are a citizen of, go ahead and go that route, you know, basically kind of Olympic version of that. I think that's going to be the best call. And I think that's something that probably the PFA and Pat, you probably know better than I do. You guys can talk to the athletes and kind of get way more data than I think the general population could.
Oh, I'm kind of annoyed there. I really thought I was going to get an opportunity to mute you because you started a new point. I was like, he's not going to finish this in 4 seconds.
No, it was more just kind of a cap to the ending of it. That's all.
So. Yeah. All right, Pat, 20 seconds rebuttal.
Yeah. Like I think the athletes will apply for exemptions if they need them, right? Like that still exists. So, you know, the barrier should be the competition. And, you know, I think that citizenship is not enough. There's people with dual citizenship. We saw that in the year where the Open qualified directly to the game. But I think permanent address is where it should be at. Mailing address.
Souza, 20 seconds.
Yeah. Knee clause once. Go fuck yourself, first and foremost. And they should be able to region shop. Move around. Find an easier region. Find your path. Who gives a fuck?
How are you having times?
That's expensive.
How are you having time to read the comments? Was that a comment you're responding to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even see them.
I can't even see them. I mean, I can see them, but I don't know what ones you responded to. That's twice I've gotten caught out.
I should do this every time I ended too. I was just gonna hit this. Just to really boost up my comment here.
All right, Bill, you've got 20 seconds.
Yes to all those things that everyone said. I agree. Get the best people to the show. That the residency should not be your barrier to entry by any means. And whatever the thing is that the CrossFit decides to choose, I hope that they can just hold true to it and have some sort of a standard and stop switching it. Like,
oh, yes. I knew I'd get to meet someone eventually.
That one.
Sorry, Bill.
That's all good. It's all good.
I'm not actually sorry. That was kind of sarcastic. All right. That was good. I'm going to divvy out some final scores. You can, like,
yeah, this one's interesting because it doesn't like I'm moving back east this year in the spring, summer. And so, like, would I have to compete west for the next 3 years despite fully living east?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
And right? Like, that just is weird. My whole family lives east. Like, I'm not, like, moving just me to, like, weasel my way in.
Right.
And even if people are doing that and they have to apply for exemptions or whatever, then you apply for the exemption. Maybe you get it, maybe you don't, but it's a risk.
Well,
like, right. For people to fully move, like, to a new continent or something for work, for school, and then have to, on top of that, have to take on all this other stuff. It just seems crazy.
Yeah, definitely not a good, not good.
Well, and it doesn't matter where, I mean, whenever you draw the line somewhere, it's going to affect somebody. So yeah. if they're going to be athletes, I mean, we saw this way back in the day too, where people would travel around to different regions trying to get into the easiest one to have their best chance to qualify for the games. Like, who cares?
Southwest.
You know, who gives a shit if that happens? I would rather protect the athletes like yourself, Pat, that are moving your whole family out. And it's like, okay, I'm over here now. Do I really need to go west if I'm completely east? My whole family's here. Let me do my thing over here. I just think that makes way more sense. And really, that isn't something that should be an argument of holding the best athlete when we're trying to find the fittest, you know, in for that competition. It doesn't make any sense.
All right. So,
I get the halfer.
So Valner and Souza were essentially tied at the end, but I think Valner won it on virtue of, and it's just like, to be honest, initially I said I can't really give it on hairstyle. I can't really give it on he made the points first, which initially I was like, is that really fair though? Because but then he also went last and second on the other two rounds and kept himself more than in contention on those two rounds by making fresh points in those as well. So I think the fact that he presented the points he was making. Well, he did present them first, but he also presented them in a more compelling way, I felt. Similar to Souza got a point for his fentanyl comparison in round two, which I just thought was like ultra compelling. Susie, you might actually have to step in though, because when I was organizing this with Pat, he was like, this is probably the only Wednesday I will ever be able to do this. So we need to do it this Wednesday or it's never happening again. So yeah, keep an eye on your phone, Susie. Thanks to the fucking hell, 357 people watching. Thanks to Hiller and Savan for doing a live show before this to push people towards it. Yes, Dan, you know what? I did fucking rig it because I'm in charge of it. And obviously it's going to be rigged towards my bias because I'm giving out the fucking points, Daniel.
That's what I was going to say. I managed to give the opinions that he agreed with the most.
Yeah.
Hey, wait one second. Bonus question for the last yes or no. Teams in CrossFit. Team. T-E-A-M. Teams. Keep it or scrap it? Pat.
I'd keep it. There's a place for it.
Bill.
It's like the master's division. It's like the old people, like, yeah, sure, keep it. It's just at another place.
Pedro?
Yeah, I you know I like it. So, yeah, I think keep it. You hate
like
it,
like, having
though.
Just done a team thing just for, like, fun, they're sweet. I would do that for fun. And I think it actually would be good for more events to run, like, exhibition style, doesn't even matter thing with, like, some elites to come in and just, like, have no stress, put on a good show. Not beat themselves up. Athletes show up to that. Like, that's actually fun. Like, we went to London and I got to just like hang out with some of my friends in like a low stress environment and just shoot the shit for like 4 days. And it was sweet. But we don't
that's
get
cute.
To do that very much.
That's cute that you call me a friend, Pat. So Will, this is the first week. This is week five. And this is the first week that Will has agreed with the outcome. So I don't have any issue with it. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thanks, Souza. I appreciate your time. Oh, fuck. I knew that was going to come in at some point. Mary Fuckhill with the contestants. All right, great.
At least Bill's frozen in a good... Oh, he's not frozen. I thought he was frozen in just a nice pose there.
He's just on the edge of his seat.
He's like early 90s porn.
Oh, my God.
I've seen Valner with his wife and kids, or child and child to come. Oh, don't. That's making me... I think I'd probably marry Pat because I've seen how he is with his family. Family is important to me. I think I'd probably have an affair with Souza because I just feel like he's got a dark past and he'd do shit that would change my life. And sorry, Bill, but just by virtue of you haven't moved in 34 minutes, I think I'm just going to have to get
It wouldn't be good to be fair.
Thanks, Cave. Well done. Keep crushing it. Susan brought the fire. Pat brought the tin can to talk through. And Bill brought the shitty internet. Yeah, he did. And last, impressed Valner won with a shirt on. Yeah, you don't often see Pat winning with a shirt on. So Sousa, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Valner. Thank you, everybody that was watching. Thank you. This will be on audio tomorrow at some point. Have a happy new year, everyone. And Merry